With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel continues to plan its offensive in Rafah, but its primary concern for now is the safety of civilians. Once again, it's ordering evacuations before it launches a full-scale assault aimed at taking out the Hamas terrorist leaders in that part of Gaza. Meanwhile, the White House continues to threaten Israel that it will not send more weapons if it doesn't take adequate precautions.
These evacuation orders are for more neighborhoods in the east of the city that are identified, with people told to go to Al-Muwasi, which the Israeli military has declared to be a humanitarian zone. It's on the coast a bit to the north of Rafah. There have also been more evacuation orders issued for parts of the north of the Gaza Strip, a number of neighborhoods which have previously been said to have been cleared of Hamas elements. So that shows that Israeli troops are having to go back into areas where they've previously said that they had driven out Hamas.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton criticizing the president for his threat to withhold those arms shipments.
Joe Biden, from the very beginning of this war, has put more pressure on Israel than he has put on Hamas or some of Hamas's patrons in the region. And that's almost entirely because of the left wing and indeed the increasingly anti-Semitic wing of his party.
The administration is announcing a new rule aimed at speeding up asylum processing.
The asylum rule change would allow the U.S. to quickly reject a limited group of people believed to have committed serious crimes or who have terrorist links. It would shift the decision-making from a judge to asylum officers. The new rule comes as the Biden administration has been struggling to demonstrate to voters that it has a handle on immigration. Republicans have consistently slammed the administration over policies that they say have worsened problems at the southern border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A leading evangelical telling Christians how they should vote.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been the 12th week. The government officials there say the law will also be changed to allow girls between 15 and 17 to have an abortion without parental consent. The three-party center government agreed on the move with two left-leaning groups and two center parties. This is SRN News. The Biden administration's plan to reduce credit card late fees has been quashed.
A federal judge in Texas has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8 that was slated to go into effect next week. The temporary injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas is a win for big banks and major credit card companies, which collect billions in revenue each year in late fees and were looking to stop the proposal from going into effect. It's also a win for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which led the lawsuit on behalf of the banks. Keith Peters reporting.
Some mothers in Mexico are asking the government where their children are this Mother's Day. Hundreds of them, missing people, relatives, activists, marched in protest through downtown Mexico City Friday to mark a sad commemoration of Mother's Day. The marchers angry over what they say is the government's lack of interest in more than 100,000 missing people. More details at SRNnews.com.